Welcome to the Analytics of Dynasty Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan McNamara. Doing another form of some regression type analysis, and just looking at some situational scoring. And you know, this piggybacks along the non-touchdown scoring angle that I looked at for running backs. This is touchdowns inside the 10. So, and this is for running backs. And I'll do some other stuff for wide receivers and some other positions along the way. But this is just specifically for running backs and the rushing touchdowns. So I've gone back and I've looked, and since 2008, at the touchdown rates inside the 20, inside the 10 yard line specifically, you could look at the five. The five's even higher naturally, or closer to the end zone, but you get narrower sample sizes, so it becomes a little bit less instructive. At least when you're in the 10, you get some more touches, right? Again, these are still smaller sample size things, but they're big deals, right? You convert four more touchdowns than you would otherwise expect, and that can be the difference between, you know, being running back 10 and being running back 3. That can be a big difference, right? That can really, really move the needle. So with this podcast, I sort of wanted to look at the running backs that were that either really benefited from efficiency inside the 10, so that would be, you know, really high touchdown rates, or running backs that had really low touchdown rates. So I did go back to 2008, and generally what you see is about the number there for the median touchdown rate since 2008 for running backs inside the 10-yard line has been 26.83%. That has actually been above that median for the past 3 years. So in 2018, it was 29.8%. In 2019, it was 29.1%. And in 2020, it was 28.1% of the rushing attempts inside the 10-yard line by running backs have been converted into touchdowns. So a little bit less than 3 out of 10 is the general rule of thumb. Yeah, it's bounced a little bit from different times. And again, it can be relatively fluky. I tend to think touchdown rate typically is fluky. And yeah, you watch Sundays, and it can be, you know, guys falling down, or you know, some of the guys are good, right? They're getting very specific, generalized, you know, point blank looks, right? That can be a big deal. Kamara's been one that's been pretty good in the red zone. Whether that's scheme, whether that's him specifically, right? His elusiveness, all those things. Like, he's been one that's been a beneficiary of that. How they scheme him up is probably some portion of that. But I think we should think about that. Guys that are on the extreme, and maybe there's places where we can avoid. Or places that, hey, maybe we shouldn't necessarily get in super aggressively, because, hey, listen, some of the 2020 stats, so much of the stats that we see or the ADP that we see are last year's stats. Like about 50 or so percent of ADP is just explained by the total points you scored last year. So there's a lot there. And if guys are sort of overvalued, or tend to disappoint, right? We can sort of see some makings of where that stuff could come from, right? Again, three or four less touchdowns, and all of a sudden the guy's a disappointment instead of being, you know, on the next ascendant track, right? And so as we get another game here, you know, maybe it's another extra touchdown difference on some of these guys or something like that. You know, it's going to be it might be a little bit more of an uptick, and maybe we see some of the, yeah, just as the sample size gets bigger in the NFL, we see a little bit more regression to the mean, a little bit less outliers, just naturally what you would see. But you know, we'll look at the 2020 stats and sort of see. So last year, like I said, 28.1% of the rushes inside the 10-yard line have been touchdowns. So who basically was on the positive side of that? Well, Alvin Kamara, like I said, he's been one that's been pretty good inside there. He actually converted 9 out of his 12 rushes inside the 5 for touchdowns. That's a big deal. But again, inside the 10-yard line, 28 rushes, 14 touchdowns. That is 6.13 touchdowns over expectation. So that's a really big-time beneficiary there. Some other ones of note, On the positive side, J.K. Dobbins, if you remember, he got some point-blank looks like early on in the season. He had eight carries inside the five. Seven of those were touchdowns. So he had 16 yards inside the five-yard line, seven of the touchdowns. He had 38% of the rushes inside the five. So he's very, very efficient there on his opportunities. So that's one you can look and say, hey, there's some caution there for sure. Another one, and he popped up in some of the non-touchdown scoring stuff as being a guy that really fell. Well, here's the reason why. DeAndre Swift, 17 attempts inside the 10-yard line, 8 touchdowns. So 3.22 touchdowns over expectation. You know, when you sort of look out what that means in terms of points, that's basically 18 point. You know, that's essentially at this point, it's more than a touchdown game. He didn't play all the games, right? So it's even more for him. So that is, he had a big time difference there in terms of what, what we expected versus what he did. So that is it's a big time deal. Again, Kamara, just when you look at his number, he had 36 points over expectation inside the 10. So, and converted a high percentage of the ones inside the five. So that's just a note there. With Dobbins, it was 26 points over expectation inside the 10. DeAndre Swift, 19. So again, more than a point a game. Some other guys here, Wayne Gallman's up there. Again, you probably don't expect the same role for him, but some pretty good touchdown scoring there. He converted 6 out of his 12 touches inside, or his 12 rushes inside the 10-yard line for touchdowns, so 50% there. Christian McCaffrey, 9 out of his 9 of his rushes inside the 10, 5 of them were touchdowns, so again, over 50%. Antonio Gibson, 17 rushes inside the 10, 7 touchdowns, so he was 2.2 over expectation. McCaffrey was 2.5. Dalvin Cook, 35 carries inside the 10-yard line. Just a massive, massive number. That in and of itself is one you're going to say, geez, can that really be repeated? That's a big-time one. That led the league. Derrick Henry up there as well with 35. Jacobs up there with 35. Kenyon Drake, the Mr. Joker role, he was up there with 35 as well. And Zeke at 32. Those are the guys up there. Cam Newton's actually the first quarterback at 31. So I've talked about how I think that could be a potential difference there when you look at how the stats ultimately boil out. In New England, for example, he's one that's a really massive difference. So between him and Mac Jones, if Mac Jones is out, that's one you could really, really see as being a big-time difference. So Dalvin Cook, as I said, led 2.2 touchdowns over expectation. So basically about 13 points there as you round. Jeff Wilson, again, he's on the injury track, so not quite the name, not quite the importance as some of these other guys, but 6 touchdowns on 14 attempts inside the 10. He converted half of his rushes inside the 5. So he's 2 touchdowns over expectation inside the 10. It's more than 12 points on the season. Some other ones, Taylor, about 2, just less than 2 over expectation. Melvin Gordon, right there, 1.94 touchdowns over expectation. He converted 7 of his 18 touches inside the 10. So he basically had 1 a game. He had 1 crack. A little bit more than 1 crack a game inside the 10-yard line, and he had 7 touchdowns there. A couple other ones, Fournette, 12 rushes inside the 10, 5 touchdowns. So he was 5 for 8 inside the 5. So pretty productive there. That's just short of 10 points above expectation over what you would have projected there. So those are the big ones. James Robinson's up there as well. 5 touchdowns on 13 attempts. That's 1.34 over expectation. Those are the big ones there. Derrick Henry, 1.16. He had 8 touchdowns on 17 touches inside the 5. So pretty healthy workload there. His is probably more natural just because he was inside. A high percentage of his rushes were inside the actual 5-yard line. So that's the guys really of note over one touchdown over expectation. The guys on the lower side, so these would be the guys you would expect to be regression guys. And again, some popular names continue to show up. So Zeke, 32 rushes inside the 10-yard line, only 5 touchdowns. So if you just compare the other guys, like you give him, you know, Dalvin Cook, for example, or you look at some of these other guys that had that amount of rushes, they're big time difference. You know, Dalvin Cook, 35 rushes, 12 touchdowns, 32 rushes for Zeke, 5 touchdowns, 4 touchdowns below expectation inside the 10-yard line. Yeah, and again, those are just, I just grouped those all together for the purpose of this exercise. It's 24 points under expectation. And when you sort of look at the difference and what that could make over, you know, just to give you an idea of how some of the stuff can be just super fluky and why we got to be careful about some of the stats and keep these outlier situations, whether good or bad, in context. When you look at the difference between Zeke, if you had given him an extra 24 points, which is what on average he would have been below based on his touches inside the 10, he finished as running back 9 on the season. If you'd given him 24 more points, he would have been running back 6 on the season. Again, you just wonder what that would do to his arc and his perception, and if all of a sudden he was running back, you know, 6, he's up there ahead of Jonathan Taylor, for example. You know, are we thinking the same way, or are we thinking, hey, this was a big time disappointment season? I mean, he finished as running back 9 on the season last year. Are we thinking that's? I don't think that's a disappointment. I sort of look at this and be like, yeah, all right, he performed pretty much in line with what you would project it, except he sort of ran bad. Cam Akers, another one, 21 rushes inside the 10-yard line, 50 rushing yards, which is a pretty high number, and only 2 touchdowns. So he, when you look at his rushes inside the 5-yard line, he had 8 rushes inside the 5, only 1 touchdown. So you would expect that to regress towards its mean, him potentially benefiting here going forward. That would be one mark in his column if you're sort of looking at storylines heading into 2021. He's one of the bigger ones. I've expressed some caution on that, but you could easily say, hey, listen, some of these things break his way a little bit more, and all of a sudden we're adding, you know, that's 23 points below the average production in the red zone. And it's probably, even if you sort of really broke down each on a yard by yard comparison, right, as you get closer to the end zone, it gets going up even higher in terms of your touchdown rate. He would be even a bigger potential beneficiary. So that's a notable one there. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, again, another guy we could say, hey, this is a guy that, this is a player that a lot of reasons I think is probably undervalued. Here's one of them. 15 rushes inside the 10, only 1 touchdown. That is 19 points below expectation. And again, he didn't play all his games, so you're already adding up there a pretty good chunk. And he only played in 13 games, so it's about a point and a half more a game. You know, you sort of use warp concepts and that sort of stuff. Like, those things can really add up. If you give him 19 more points, he would have been up in the mid-teens there with his scoring last year. That would have been probably a different narrative. You know, he would have been about 195 in terms of his scoring. It would have been about running back 15 instead of running back 22. And so you sort of look at that on a 13-game pace, right? That would be a much different narrative. So just be careful on some of these when people are moving up and down at whimsically. There can be a lot to it. Two other guys here that really strike home to me Myles Gaskin and Austin Eckler both popped up as being losers in the guys that lost in the touchdown scoring compared to non-touchdown scoring. Well, here's part of the reason why. 2.91 touchdowns below expectation for Gaskin, 2.81 for Austin Eckler. So big deal there in terms of their touchdowns. That's north of 16 points for both of them, and neither of them played a full season, right? Gaskin played in 10 games, and Eckler played in 10 games. So if you added a couple more points to their weekly scores, and all of a sudden they look a little bit different. Again, you start adding up warp concepts, and you can see how these things can make a difference, right? You're looking at quarter of wins, in some of these guys in terms of the differences. That can be a pretty big deal as they add up. So those are two guys there. Well, Eckler is one of my favorites for this year just because I think he's going to run better. I mean, 17 touches inside the 20-yard line, so in the red zone, one touchdown. Only two of them, if you're sort of looking at it, only two of them were inside the five. So that could be a potential concern. His only red zone touchdown came outside the 10-yard line. So again, I think that there's opportunity there for him to see a bigger role potentially in the red zone and, just have things break better for him. One other name, a note, that I would point to here, on the negative side, or that I think could be a positive regression guy, Damian Harris. 11 rushes inside the 10-yard line, only one touchdown, three rushes inside the 5-yard line, and zero touchdowns. That number, if it is Mac Jones at quarterback, will go up. It's going to go up, and he's a big-time potential beneficiary of some touchdown progression, the regression to the positive, if you will. Another last one here in terms of touchdowns, David Montgomery. So 23 rushes inside the 10-yard line, only five touchdowns. So he converted four of his 10 touches inside the five. So basically he went one for 13 in, between yards 6 and 10. So you expect that to potentially go up here as we look forward. Just by way of comparison in the Damian Harris thing, this is a running back centric show, but Cam Newton, 31 rushes inside the 10-yard line, 11 touchdowns, 19 rushes inside the 5, 9 touchdowns. So you take Cam Newton out, and all of a sudden, I'm not saying 52 touches inside the 10-yard line are coming to Damian Harris, but if it's 30, that's putting him up there with some of the league leaders. And all of a sudden, right, this takes a big time shift. And this is an offense that wasn't that great. So there's opportunities there. It is a lot about how they are spread out. And I think that Damian Harris, if Mac Jones starts early in the season, Damian Harris is going to be a big time beneficiary. So those things tend to keep popping up with him. And Eckler's another one as well. That I just point to and say, hey, listen, things could be a lot better just from a, getting better lies, if you will, in terms of, if you were to think of it in a golf reference. So that'll do it for this episode. Until next time, continue embracing the variance. We will talk again very soon.